This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day where there are some people who should feel so proud. Proud of what exactly? Well, proud of the fact that the Proud Boys and the leader of Proud Boys, Enrique Tarrio and three others, have been found guilty of seditious conspiracy for the January 6th riots and violence and attacks on police officers and attacks on the U.S. Capitol. This is a very, very big deal. How big a deal is it? It's a 20-year prison term maximum for each of these guys. Now, they probably won't get the full 20 years when they are sentenced, but they have been found guilty. The jury took its time. A jury deliberated for 7 days in Washington before finding Enrique Tarrio, who's 29, and the others guilty on 31 of 46 counts. The jury handed down not guilty verdicts on 4 counts and returned to deliberate on a remaining 11 counts. Look, there were thousands of people involved here. And there were more than 100 police injuries, actually more than 140. But the result here in court was, as the Washington Post reports, another decisive victory for the Justice Department in the latest of 3 seditious conspiracy trials held after what it called a historic act of domestic terrorism. Over nearly 15 weeks of trial, prosecutors allege that the Proud Boys on trial saw themselves as Trump's army, inspired by his directive to stand by during a September 2020 presidential debate, and mobilized by President Trump's December 2020 call for a wild protest when Congress met to certify the election. Prosecutors said the men sought to keep Trump in power through violence. Well, they did that very explicitly, and summoning people to Washington, even though Enrique Tarrio wasn't in Washington at the time of the riot, he is still looking at 20 years. By the way, Proud Boys, I just found this out. Where did they get the name from Proud Boys? They got the name from the Disney musical film, the original musical film, Aladdin, back in 2011. There's a song in Aladdin called Proud of Your Boy. And hence the Proud Boys. The symbol for Proud Boys are the letters against a black background. It looks like a military patch. There are the letters PB with the same style of lettering that you have when you have gold and black in the Pittsburgh Pirates lettering. And then it's surrounded by an olive wreath, as in the ancient Greek civilization. The idea that Proud Boys now has been found guilty on all of these counts, and they're looking at 20 years in prison. Defense attorneys for Tarrio fought back, they report in the Washington Post, by blaming Donald Trump. This is the attorneys for Proud Boys. They said that prosecutors made the 5 defendants scapegoats for an unplanned riot triggered by Trump's incitement of angry supporters. The jury, which began hearing testimony in January, deliberated for about 30 hours over 7 days in Washington. Tarrio and the others were charged in a 10-count indictment. The charges included conspiring to oppose by force the lawful transition of power from Donald Trump to Joe Biden after the 2020 presidential election, conspiring to obstruct Congress's confirmation of the election result, and actually obstructing that joint session of Congress. The legal maximum penalty for either seditious conspiracy or the obstruction charges is 20 years in prison. This is a serious matter. Also on trial, besides Enrique Tarrio, were Ethan Nordine, Joe Biggs, Zachary Real, and Dominic Pezzola. All five men also faced charges of assaulting police and destroying federal property. Pezzola faced an additional charge of stealing a police riot shield that he allegedly used to smash the first window breached by rioters. The verdict concludes the last of three January 6th seditious conspiracy trials, the most high-profile cases stemming from the largest prosecution in all of U.S. history. How large? The Justice Department has just reached a milestone, this according to CBS News, in its prosecution of the U.S. Capitol attack, confirming it has arrested at least 1,000 people in connection with the January 6, 2021 assault on the Capitol, nearly half of whom still face the prospect of trials or plea agreements. A new wave of cases, many of which involve higher-level charges of assaults against police, continue to expand a prosecution that is already the largest in American history. In its latest update, the Justice Department said the FBI is seeking to identify at least 260 more people wanted in the attack. In its latest update, the Justice Department said the FBI is seeking, that repeats it, at least 260 more people wanted in the attack. The Justice Department has secured a nearly unblemished record in Capitol riot trials over the first 2 years of prosecution. Only one defendant, a New Mexico man who requested a bench trial with no jury and a verdict rendered by a judge, was fully acquitted. That defendant, Matthew Martin, argued he was unaware he was actually in a restricted space on January 6th. Every jury to hear a U.S. Capitol riot case, every one, has returned a conviction, at least a partial conviction. There's also this, a former FBI agent arrested over January 6th. Now, I know what people are thinking. People will hear that. They'll hear former FBI agent. What about what there are people on TV who say that, well, it was the FBI who started this. This was a false flag operation. The FBI sent their agents, and here's an agent who was arrested over January 6th. He's a former agent. He's someone who had left the Bureau 7 years ago. He had left the Bureau 7 years ago and had no connection with them. Here's the story. A former FBI agent has been arrested and accused of urging a mob of Trump supporters to kill police during the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. Federal prosecutors announced, adding to the tally of people with military or law enforcement experience charged in the riot. Police body camera footage showed the former supervisory agent, Jared Wise, tangling with officers outside the Capitol, investigators wrote in court filings filed this week. He was shouting out, and this is on tape, he was calling the police officers Nazis and encouraging rioters, attacking the police line to kill them, kill them. You guys are disgusting. Mr. Wise, the former FBI agent, yelled at the officers, according to the filings. I'm former law enforcement. You are the Nazis. You are the Gestapo. Shame on you. He clapped his hands and raised his arms in triumph after entering the Capitol wearing a dark mask before fleeing through a window, investigators said. Agents with the Federal Bureau of Investigation received a tip in January that Mr. Wise, 50 years old, had been inside the Capitol that day. Mr. Wise, who left the Bureau in 2017 after 13 years, was charged with four misdemeanor counts, including disrupting the orderly conduct of governmental business. We'll be back with the orderly content of business involving drug addiction and more coming up.
Are you feeling old or tired? This is your immune system telling you your body has too much acid. Is your stomach upset? Acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you really like? Well, Balance 7 will change all of that by diluting the acid buildup in your body. Go to our website, michaelmedved.com, and click on the banner for Balance 7. Use the code MEDVED and get $15 off your order. Free shipping plus a free bottle of My Smooth Skin and a money-back guarantee. Just 3 1-ounce sips a day is all you need from Balance 7. How much will the new tax on gasoline impact your commuting costs? How can a Trojan horse income tax effort be inserted into a property tax relief proposal? And is your local school prioritizing critical race theory over teaching math and reading? Well, Washington Policy Center will keep you informed on everything you need to know about state policy. At WashingtonPolicy.org, you can subscribe to WPC's Free Friday newsletter and get the information and analysis you need to stay on top of what's happening in our state. Go to WashingtonPolicy.org.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly 2 decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
MedVed Show, Proud Boys, very proud of their clothing and of their uniforms. Since the early days of the group, Proud Boys have worn black and yellow polo shirts of the British clothing brand Fred Perry. The brand, having been negatively associated with skinheads in the British National Front in the 1970s, issued several public statements trying to distance themselves from the Proud Boys. The Proud Boys also have caps and T-shirts with a slogan that appears to be in code. The slogan is the number 6 and then MWE. And that stands for 6 million wasn't enough, referring to the number of Jewish Holocaust victims. The slogan may appear together with symbols of the Italian Social Republic, the fascist government of Benito Mussolini, that of course was allied with Nazi Germany. This a bad day for Proud Boys. The government in the Proud Boy trial, where they have just been found guilty and they are looking at very long prison terms, the government argued that their concerted action on January 6th alone was evidence of a criminal conspiracy, when prosecutors said the group marched to the Capitol even before Trump finished speaking at the White House Ellipse. They missed some of the golden words of the leader. Their marching at the head of the column helped drive rioters forward at several points. They celebrated with victory smokes and claims of credit after the Capitol breach. A text that was sent by Enrique Tarrio right after they breached the Capitol and stormed the Capitol building. Make no mistake, we did this. Enrique Tarrio has a background. He was an aide to Roger Stone, longtime associate. And he also was in direct touch not only with Roger Stone, but with campaign organizer for Stop the Steal, Ali Alexander. Ali Alexander just has this recent problem where he had sent a lot of photographs, a whole lot of photographs of his very private parts to young ladies who weren't asking for them. And he was in touch with Ali Alexander and in touch with Stuart Rhodes, who was the founder of Oath Keepers. And Rhodes shared with Enrique Tarrio his plans for storming Congress. And storm they did, with devastating results. You see, the idea about this is we've never had this before. And the one most contested election that we ever had previously was 1876, where people were worried about this. They were worried about violence. They were worried about some of the Democrats who had supported Samuel Tilden, who was the losing candidate, who had actually been the guy who won the election. But with all of that, they were able to avoid violence. They made a deal. They got around to it. This is unprecedented. And it's extraordinary. It's extraordinary. There's also more from President Trump. He is saying he's going to be cutting short his trip to Ireland to confront E. Jean Carroll in court, he says. Now, this is contrary to what he had said before, where he has no intention of going into the court, where E. Jean Carroll is accusing him of defamation because of his denial of her charge that he raped her. Here is what Donald Trump said about cutting short his trip and coming home. This is clip number 7.
I have to leave Ireland and I have to leave Scotland, where I have great properties. I have to leave early. I don't have to, but I choose to.
Will you attend the trial, Mr. President?
I'll probably attend. It's a disgrace that it's allowed to happen. The false accusations against a rich guy, or in my case, against a famous, rich, and political person that's leading the polls by 40 points, and I have to go back for a woman that made a false accusation about me and I have a judge who's extremely hostile. And I'm going to go back, and I'm going to confront this woman. This woman is a disgrace, and it shouldn't be allowed to happen in our country.
Are you okay?
That's totally false. It was fake. She's a fake.
Given the fact that she is suing basically for him saying that before, if this means he is going directly to the courtroom to confront her in the trial, it probably means he's fairly confident of what's going to happen in the trial. He also released a new video about the border crisis, this more directly related to his race, which he anticipates will be against Joe Biden. Listen, this is clip four.
One of my most successful policies was Title 42, which allowed for instant expulsion of any illegal alien who crossed our borders. Anybody, if they were bad, we got them out. We got them out fast. Those who trespassed into our country could be immediately sent back to the place from which they came. Every would-be illegal border crosser knew that with Donald Trump in the White House, our border was closed. It was absolutely closed, and they had no chance of getting in, and therefore they didn't come. When Joe Biden came into office, he terminated every successful border policy that was put into place, including Remain in Mexico, one of the best of them all, deliberately throwing open the borders and instituting catch and release and resettling untold millions and millions of illegal aliens into the United States. They're now your neighbors. Congratulations.
President Trump, by the way, the flow across the border during the Trump administration was not reduced to zero. It is not true. For those of us, and I would count as one of them, who thinks that the ideal number of illegal immigrants to the United States should ideally be zero, and if anyone does immigrate illegally, there should be consequences and there should be some correction and some opportunity to correct that status and make up for it, not simply handing somebody a free pass. But the notion that President Trump suggests that immigration or unauthorized immigration was eliminated during his term is not true. Coming up next, fentanyl overdose deaths more than tripled over the past few years. Why? What do we do about it? We'll be talking with Kevin Sabat coming up on the MedVed Show.
Are you always tired with low energy? Do you suffer from indigestion issues and can't eat food you enjoy? Try Balance 7. Click on the Balance 7 banner at michaelmedved.com. Use the code MEDVED to get $15 off your order. Free shipping plus a bottle of My Smooth Skin. Money back guarantee.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. Several people have been killed, according to law enforcement in southwest Georgia. Police are investigating multiple deaths at different scenes, including at a McDonald's restaurant. A large police presence is at a McDonald's in the small town of Moultrie, north of Florida-Georgia state line. Local media says there's no confirmation the incidents are connected. The alleged gunman in Wednesday's mass shooting in Atlanta is being charged with one count of murder, four counts of aggravated assault. Deion Patterson waived his right to appear in court. The 24-year-old former Coast Guard member allegedly opened fire in the waiting room of a medical building. Russia's claim the U.S. was behind an alleged drone attack on the Kremlin is an outright lie.
The United States was not involved in this incident in any way, contrary to Mr. Peskov's lies. And that's what they are, just lies.
White House National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby. Dave Collins, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Michael Medved Show, we've talked about it before. One of the great failures of the state legislative session here in the state of Washington, state legislative session that just ended, they're going to come back for a special session. They may do something to correct this, but in any event, with a temporary law keeping drugs illegal in Washington state set to expire this summer, there was a deadlock among the members of the legislature about how to replace that law. With the state is now inadvertently decriminalizing all drugs, everything, with no oversight. Washington is set to become the second state after Oregon to decriminalize the possession of hard drugs. What does that mean? This goes along with Jay Inslee, the now outgoing governor. He's not going to run for a fourth term, thank God. But he signed a bill into law this week that will authorize 52 more retail cannabis shops to open in Washington state. That's between 2024 and 2032. What does it all mean? Nobody better to ask than a friend of this show whose work I respect very greatly, Dr. Kevin Sabat, who is president of Smart Approaches to Marijuana. The acronym for there is SAM. He's also the author of a very important book on marijuana. It's called Smokescreen, what the marijuana industry doesn't want you to know. Kevin, what they also don't want you to know is they don't want you to know about this new study about schizophrenia in men. Maybe start by telling us about that.
Sure. Thanks, Michael. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it. This new study is stunning. It comes out of Denmark, so you can't say, oh, well, it's a biased American study against drugs, which we hear, against marijuana, which we hear a lot about. But it's in Denmark, and it looks actually over five decades analyzing health records of 6 million people. I mean, you cannot get any more comprehensive study right now than this. And basically what it finds is that 30%, and it's an astounding number. I mean, we used to say 3%. Okay, so 30, an order of magnitude difference. 30% of young men, 21 to 30, their schizophrenia can be attributed to their, what they're calling cannabis use disorder or marijuana addiction. In other words, if those people did not use marijuana, there'd be a 30% less incidence of schizophrenia. I mean, that is just an alarming number. And it's so big that the NIH could not ignore it. NIDA, the National Institute on Drug Abuse, they sent out a special email on that, which, frankly, you know, a lot of people in the federal government, whether elected or unelected, are very scared to talk about marijuana. It's just politically fraught. It's sort of a minefield. They're dealing with a fentanyl issue. They don't want to talk about weed. They just see it as some kind of outdated conversation. The irony is that every day we're getting new studies like this one, but this one was so big it could not be ignored. So it's definitely one that we're looking at very closely.
What are some of the symptoms of schizophrenia, the kind of schizophrenia that could be greatly increased, the incidence of it yeah. greatly increased by marijuana use?
Well, it's definitely something where people feel out of their body. They cannot control their emotions. You know, many of them have a psychotic like break and then go into the schizophrenia, where when they're psychotic, they're just, completely unable to operate. They can get violent. In fact, this is the irony here is that violence and marijuana have been connected in ways that really people don't want to admit, because we can't get our head around the idea that marijuana, this drug, which is supposed to just chill you out, is actually, and maybe did chill out the 60s generation a little bit, but, is not doing that anymore and is actually leading to very erratic and violent behavior.
And, that's partially because of the different composition of marijuana, including the marijuana that is being sold legally.
That's right. Yeah, no, the marijuana sold legally is not, don't think that because it's legal, it's safe. People think that, well, at least it's regulated. Study after study, investigation after investigation by very credible media and researchers and others are finding that the marijuana sold in stores is just as full of pesticide, mold, and other issues than any other marijuana is. So it's no safer than that marijuana that's supposed to be you know, not good, and then this marijuana is supposed to be good for you. The other thing is people often think that if it's, you know, you're getting a psychotic reaction or something, it must be laced with something, marijuana, and that's also patently not true. The marijuana today is not your mother's marijuana. It is much stronger than it used to be. It can be up to 99% pure THC, and that is just producing these kinds of reactions that we're seeing.
I ran into someone who was a defender of marijuana the other day after I was giving a lecture, and not about this subject, but the argument that I would love to put to you, the argument that he had in mind was that, look, we have this huge fentanyl crisis, we have 100,000 deaths a year, it is deadly, it's much better for people to take marijuana because that's going to get them away from fentanyl. What's wrong with that logic?
A lot of things. If only it were that easy. First of all, 98% of people using fentanyl and drugs like heroin started with marijuana, number one. You don't start using fentanyl as your first drug of choice, or heroin as your first. It's marijuana and alcohol, for that matter, because those are the most widely available and most accepted. Number two, if you're on fentanyl, you don't want marijuana. You're not going to marijuana. Your brain, if you are seeking out fentanyl, which unfortunately a lot of people are seeking it out, not just by accident, and even those by accident, those people want different highs. They're taking a Xanax, they're taking a Percocet, they're taking something that they don't want marijuana, so that doesn't work. But those that are seeking fentanyl, that are so far down their addiction and down the spectrum, for many of them, THC doesn't do it enough for them, even though it's so powerful now. it actually, you know, there was a study recently looking at young people. I believe it was 21 to 24, and these are people who have opioid use disorder and like to use marijuana. And when told, you know, why don't you use marijuana instead of opioids, they said, well, the minute I use marijuana, I actually want a bigger high. It drives me to wanting heroin. And that's what it does. So I think people that say that have absolutely, you know, with all due respect, just don't have experience working with people that with substance use disorders. They're looking at it from a very distant academic perspective. If only that were true, but it's not in the real world at all.
What and about frankly, the idea that
we have a natural experiment now. I mean, those people can legally go get marijuana. Well, why aren't they doing that? Because they don't want to. So it just doesn't work.
Okay, right now, Washington is leading the way. We're going to be the first state ever with no drug policy unless the legislature can actually fix the situation in special session. What should the state step in and do?
Well, I've seen various proposals. The state should make sure treatment is not only available, but there are ways to convince people to get treatment, because addiction is a disease of denial. So a lot of people don't want treatment. We need to get people that don't want it. We need to convince them that they should get it, first of all. Then those who do want it, let's not have those bureaucratic loopholes. They need it. We need widespread prevention and education so that kids and other people know that what they could be taking actually could have fentanyl in it. It's better to avoid drugs altogether. What we shouldn't do is what Oregon did, which has been a total disaster, which is decriminalize and legalize all drugs, so essentially giving people a $100 fine if they choose to pay it, which they usually don't, or to call a phone number, which they never do, to get help.
You don't need to call a phone number, but you can go to michaelmedved.com and find information from the Smart Approaches to Marijuana to SAM, the organization of which Kevin Sabat is president. Dr. Sabat, always a pleasure speaking with you on a subject that doesn't give a great deal of pleasure, but a great deal of worry. We will be right back. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special MedVed history programs, which can be yours free. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want and commercial free. MedVed Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
And every once in a while, there is a survey, there's a poll with just shocking results. And there's a poll like that offered by Fox News. And we will get to that in just a moment, because it has to do with the issue of mass shootings, what to do about it. I don't even know if technically what happened yesterday in Atlanta, which disrupted the entire city, a lady died, there were others who were wounded, but who were expected to survive. And a life was ruined, another life, the life of the shooter, who clearly had psychiatric problems. He was a former Coast Guardsman. He had been discharged from the Coast Guard. He apparently had psychiatric problems there. He had psychiatric problems in Atlanta, where his mother, who was a nurse, had taken him in to get new medication. He couldn't get the medication that he wanted, which was an antipsychotic medication, anti-schizophrenic medication. He wouldn't receive it because his physicians in the Veterans Administration apparently felt that he had a risk of addiction. In any event, the result was a manhunt. He was eventually apprehended. He had stolen a car in the interim. There was a lockdown throughout downtown Atlanta. And fortunately, he was apprehended. But Jake Tapper spoke about this on CNN, and I think spoke for many, many people who have just become one after another. It's tough to keep them all separate because it all seems to fit a pattern. And the pattern is so pointless and so tragic, and by the way, which includes things that happen abroad every once in a while. There's high gun ownership in Serbia, and in Serbia, in Belgrade, they had a killing by a 14-year-old of more than a dozen people at his school. Jake Tapper spoke about Atlanta yesterday. Listen, this is clip one.
And I'm just going to say, just as a point of privilege here, if I can, Sanjay, I guess we have decided as a society that we're going to live with this now. We're just going to our kids are going to get shot in school. People and patients are going to get shot in hospitals. This is just our new reality. I'm just going to be asking
about that bleeding.
Yeah. And I'm just going to say, just as a point of privilege here, if I can, Sanjay, I guess we have decided as a society that we're going to live with this now. We're just going to, our kids are going to get shot in school. People and patients are going to get shot in hospitals. This is just our new reality. I'm just going to be asking you to bring more insight on air as to what these bullets actually do to our bodies, because if we as a country have decided that this is our new reality, I think we just need to do a better job of being explicit as to what this means exactly.
Okay, I'm not sure anyone has decided this is the new reality. Senator Raphael Warnock, who is a pastor, he's the pastor at the same church that Martin Luther King served as their pastor, the Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta. And he's a Democrat from Georgia. He spoke movingly during a time when his own children were under lockdown. He spoke movingly about what happened yesterday in Atlanta. This is clip three.
None of us is safe no matter where we are. This happened in a medical facility where people are trying to find healing. And so I want to underscore that, because there have been so many mass shootings, in fact, about one every day in this country this year, that tragically we act as if this is routine. We behave as if this is normal. It is not normal. It is not for us right for us to live in a nation where nobody is safe no matter where they are. We're not safe in our schools. We're not safe in our workplaces. We're not safe at the grocery store. We're not safe at movie theaters. We're not safe at spas. We're not safe in our houses of worship. There is no sanctuary in the sanctuary. We're not safe at concerts. We're not safe at banks. We're not safe at parades. We're not safe in our own yards and in our own homes. And now, today, we can add medical facilities to that list.
The the killing by Dwayne Patterson, his mother, off camera after the shooting, said doctors would not give her son the tranquilizer, which treats anxiety but can also be addictive. That's exactly what we were describing. Do we have audio on that, Jeremy? We do have audio on a suggestion, a radical suggestion, by Washington Post's Eugene Robinson, who says what we need is a demonstration, as if we haven't had a lot of demonstrations already on this issue. Listen.
Guns has to become a voting issue on the side of sanity as well. And then I think we need people, we need like a million person march in, you know, in Washington about gun violence. We really do. We need big public demonstrations of what people believe and what people fear and what people know we need now in terms of gun legislation.
Okay, it is there is a broad and very deep consensus on some of these issues surrounding guns, and the new Fox News poll shows that. What they write at Fox News is that after a series of mass shootings this spring, including the killing of several students at a private Christian school in Tennessee, voters would prefer focusing on specific gun control measures rather than arming citizens to reduce gun violence. A new Fox News poll finds that most voters favor the following proposals. Requiring criminal background checks on all gun buyers, 87%. Back that. Improving enforcement of existing gun laws, 81%. Back that. Raising the legal age to buy a gun, not just an assault weapon, but to buy any gun, raising that legal age to 21, 81%, back that. Requiring mental health checks on gun buyers, 80%, back that. Allowing police to take guns away from those considered a danger to themselves or others, that's the so-called red flag law, 80% back that, and requiring a 30-day waiting period for any gun purchase. That's backed by 77% of Americans. And this is of every point of view. Another 6 in 10 favor banning assault rifles and semi-automatic weapons. That's 61%. On Tuesday, Washington State became the 10th state to institute a general ban on assault weapon sales. While nearly half would encourage more citizens to carry guns to defend against attackers, that's 45%. A slim majority is opposed. In other words, with all of these things garnering support from 77%, when they ask people, is it a good idea to encourage more citizens to carry guns to defend against attackers, 45% back that. Almost half, but a majority, 52%, do not back that idea. They also have this as part of the Fox News poll. It says Democrats and Republicans mostly agree on specific gun measures. However, there's a deep divide on the banning of assault weapons and equipping citizens with guns. For instance, 84% of Democrats favor banning assault weapons, while just 36% of Republicans say the same. And when they ask people, do you favor citizens carrying guns? Twice as many Republicans preferred as Democrats, 61% of Republicans, 27% of Democrats. Overall, 43% feel passing stricter gun control laws could make the country safer. A quarter feel that would make it less safe, 25%, about half as many as people who favor more strict gun control. A third thinks it won't make much difference. What this says is that when it comes to specificity, there's something like a consensus. When it comes to general philosophy, there's not. Not now. In this greatest nation on God's green earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit Ka'anapaliResort.com. That's KaAnapaliResort.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.